Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the mayor, the police chief, a council member, they're all going to get out today and tell us how the crime rate is in Los Angeles. Let's get more live right now from KNX 1070's John Baird.
Well, the crime rate is down. The number of murders last year dropped by 6 from the year before for a total of 253. But the chief says that's the 10th year in a row that LA has had fewer than 300 murders. And overall, major crimes, they call them part one crimes, dropped by 7%. That, according to Chief Moore.
What contributed to those crime reductions was a reduction in gang crime, a reduction in the numbers of victims that sustained gunshot wounds.
LA has had a growing homeless population, as you know, and Chief Moore says more homeless people were victimized last year.
And that number it was approximately 740 additional individuals this year in 2019 versus 2018 that experienced a crime of being a victim of crime. Primarily those are aggravated assaults and some robberies.
And he said one other thing that really concerns him, the increasing number of hit and run deaths among pedestrians, primarily in South LA. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This morning, the FAA is investigating the fuel dump from the International Air Jetliner over those communities in South LA County. Let's go to Cudahy, and here's Craig Figner.
It was a Delta jet took off all fueled up from LAX destination Shanghai and had some sort of an engine problem. And so the pilot had to dump fuel, had to lower the weight of the jet and do it quickly for an emergency return landing to LAX. What resulted, though, was jet fuel raining down on South LA, one of the areas hit, Park Avenue Elementary School here in Cudahy.
We knew immediately that, yeah, students were impacted and staff, but what about those individuals were perhaps their homes, or they were out at work and they're coming home now and they're not fully realizing what happened.
LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis speaking with us here at KNX. 20 kids, 11 adults at this one school were treated here at the scene. Fortunately, nobody hospitalized, but this jet fuel raining down, it wasn't just here, it was at several schools in this area. This morning, the FAA said to be thoroughly investigating. These fuel dumps are not uncommon in these kinds of issues or emergencies, but usually supposed to be done over unpopulated areas. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
A possible hate incident being investigated in Calabasas after a man posted some signs on the doors of his condo.
At least two signs on the second-story unit at Park Sorrento Condominiums have pictures of swastikas. One referenced the president, another read Death to America, all deeply troubling to those who live in the complex.
We don't need that. We don't need it around us.
One man got a restraining order against the guy who lives in the condo because he said he made death threats against his family, including his children. Another man said the guy threatened his mother-in-law as she walked by. Detectives with the Malibu Lost Hills Sheriff Station are investigating this as a potential hate incident. Calabasas Mayor Alicia Weintraub saw the signs firsthand.
It has absolutely no place in our community.
Rabbi Abraham Cooper is associate dean at the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
What happened during the course of the Nazi Holocaust was horrific. In the 21st century, unfortunately, the swastika is still a live symbol of anti-Semitism, but also for hatred of minorities.
He says it's a reminder that it doesn't take much to unleash the hate. In Calabasas, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More than 100 people gathered last night in Valley Village to remember the LA County Sheriff's Detective Amber Least. She died Sunday, and she was hit by a car. She was helping some pedestrians. This is one of her sons.
My grandparents gave her the middle name Joy. And the name fits her well because everyone she came across, she brought joy to.
She was a 12-year vet of the sheriff's department, was assigned to the West Hollywood Station. The funeral plans have yet to be announced.
Officials in Long Beach talking about the future of the Queen Mary and saying they might not have it as a profitable exhibit in the future. Instead, the city's going to focus on primarily preserving the ship as a piece of history. The mayor, that's Robert Garcia, says moving forward, the Queen Mary has to be treated as a historical location worthy of public investment.
The Queen Mary is bringing people from across the world to Long Beach. And we must preserve it, honor it, and live up to the promise that we made 50 years ago.
So there's a few plans in the works, and for now, they're going to put together a 90-day report of progress regarding preservation projects and critical repairs.
Concern growing over the lawsuit placed by the city of Santa Ana against Orange County and several nearby communities. This regards the plan that would transport transients from San Clemente, Dana Point, and San Juan Capistrano to the temporary homeless shelter at the Santa Ana Armory. Santa Ana requested the restraining order to stop it, but that was denied. Supervisor Andrew Doe and some other officials calling the suit unfounded and ridiculous, but there's another hearing on this on February the 4th.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.